Ladies and gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
Got a little bit of practice to do before tonight's inauguration, but we'll get it.
We've got a long drive to get there, so it'll be all right.
Yeah,
let's do it in the car.
We'll get it done before he's inaugurated today.
As long as we smile and sell it, it works for Katy Perry. It'll work for us too.
Yes. Hit your mark and bark. That's
right.
All.
I'll never forget that shark
from us.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, right here on WRHI. FM 100.1, your home for news talk and sports. It's also really nice today. It's 45 degrees already, not even 8:30, and we're looking at some higher temperatures than we had yesterday. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Yeah, 45 in a typical day is cold, but now it feels like summer.
It's compared to, yes.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It is Wednesday. It's time for us to check in with our friends from Crime Stoppers and the York County Sheriff's Office for Wanted Wednesday. Trent Ferris is the public information officer. And good morning to you, Trent.
Good morning.
All right. Well, we'll begin. Certainly, we usually like to have a lot of fun during this segment, and we continue to do so. But we do want to really pour in a lot of attention right now to this home invasion that took place on Christmas Day,
right,
which has now since turned deadly.
Yeah, sadly, the female victim in this violent home invasion has succumbed to her injuries. She passed away earlier this week,
over the
weekend,
heart.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And now the FBI is still helping us with this case, and they have increased that reward from $10,000 to $20,000. That's a 2 with 4 zeros.
Good.
So,
good.
You know, Crime Stoppers will also give up to rewards to $1,000. So there's a potential of getting $21,000 for any information leading to the arrest and prosecution of the people who did this.
Well, those people are dangerous. Anybody that can do that, have that much malice in their heart, that's just awful.
And it's all baffling because it's in Hickory Grove, Western York County. Usually everybody out there usually knows everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody to have a home invasion on Christmas Day in such a
elderly people.
To elderly people in a quiet
way that
area.
That's the
playing
kicker
on
right
their
there.
Sympathy.
And yeah. they're good people.
Good people.
I mean, country people are good people. So they'll of course give their shirt to you if they needed
they
it. And
help.
That's what happened here, right? Didn't one of the female victims, or female suspects, excuse me.
Yeah, she walks up to the door, claims to have car trouble, I think needed some water for her radiator in her car. And on Christmas Day, it's 6 p.m., you know, when Christmas was winding down, walks up to the door, knocks on the door. Jim was like, yeah, sure, I'll go get you a jug of water. And as soon as he walked out of his house and down the steps, he was attacked by a white male and a black male, both skinny, thin build, tall. And then the female in this case, she was around 5'8", 130 pounds. She had blonde hair and wearing hoodie. That kind of, I mean, a vague description, but I mean, it was good enough description, you know, under the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they attacked the man outside the home, they broke into the home, like kicking open their glass front door, and then tied them both up, and then attacked them both, and then stole a few things like some a gun, some jewelry, that kind of thing. And the sad thing, these folks were in their 70s, and they were very cooperative.
Yeah, they didn't have to be beaten up.
Right.
That's,
they were cooperative.
That's
scary. Saying, hey, take everything. Just leave us alone. But they beat them up. And sadly, the female victim in this case is, you know, died from her injuries.
Yeah. Has the investigation pointed to the fact that were they targeted or just a random act at this point?
At this point, we believe it's just random,
yeah.
But you never know in this case. They could have, until we get these people locked up and, you know, talk to them. So why did you target these people versus the people next door, or the people down the street? So hopefully with a reward of $20,000 now that the FBI is putting up for this information towards the arrest of these folks, somebody will come forward and say, hey, it was these folks. They were bragging about it on the day after Christmas when we were all together.
And the FBI got involved because of the severity of the case?
Yes. Okay. And they have resources. Okay. They have more resources, national resources, because you never know. These folks may have fled the entire state. They could be anywhere. We don't know. And that's why we need even the smallest clue can help our detectives out. And we have a phone number. Usually we give out the Crime Stoppers phone number, 877-409-4321. But we also have a number that goes straight to the detective over this case. And if you're, I know you're driving, but if you're listening to this on Facebook Live or at home on Channel 103, that's 803-280-6246. And that goes straight to the detective, 803-280-6246.
Well, please, let's find the three suspects in this case and give the family some sort of closure.
And just know that we consider them to be armed and dangerous. Sure. These are dangerous people. If they're going to attack 70-year-old people on Christmas Day, you don't want to mess with them. So all we need is your information to us. We'll go take care of the hard stuff.
Don't try to be a hero.
Right, exactly. Don't try to be a bounty hunter and try to bring them into the front door of the sheriff's office.
Gotcha. All right. We will continue our look at Wanted Wednesday on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings.
Right now it's 8:16.
Chronic pain in the knees, achy shoulders, hips that throb constantly. A lot of you listening right now have lived with the agony for so long that you can't remember a day when you weren't in pain. Lucas McFadden here with great news. The days of aches and pains can be over for you with the new regenerative cell therapies at QC Kinetics. We're hearing about listeners who couldn't hardly get off the couch, but after visiting QC Kinetics, they're golfing, hiking, playing with the kids, working their jobs, seriously, folks, with no pain. This is life-changing, all new regenerative cell therapies that are allowing people with chronic joint pain to feel, well, normal again. Maybe you've tried steroids or looking at surgery. Then you're the perfect candidate for these leading-edge treatments from QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics, with locations in Cotswold, Lake Norman, and Fort Mill. Don't go one more day in pain. Call right now, 704-360-3057. That's 704-360-3057. Simply call 704-360-3057.
You did it. You bought the car of your dreams. Now, you're doing all you can to take care of it. Having the right car insurance is important. This is Haven Miller. At Haven Miller State Farm, we will help you save with discounts up to 40%. 327 Farm, or visit us at havenmillerinsurance.com.
This is Debbie from Southern Salads. You know our salads. Now try our burgers. They're half pound and hand patted. For a twist, try our cheesy burger with spicy pimento cheese or our Southern burger with slaw and chili. Southern Salads, your favorite place to meet and eat.
This is Olivia Shambly of the Upper Palmetto YMCA. Join now, because the earlier you join, the more you save. Here's the way the Y's Pay the Day deal works. Each day, the fee goes up by a dollar. For instance, on January 25th, pay $25. Wait until January 31st and pay $31. The faster you join, the less you pay. Now's the time to join the Upper Palmetto YMCA with 11 area locations to serve you. Remember, save big when you join in January. Hurry, the Y's Pay the Day deal ends January 31st.
When building a house, you look for an architect who cares about your ideas and safety. Because you're building more than a house. You're building a future. Your retirement plan should be treated the same way. Tune in to The Retirement Architect with your host, Angela Sloan, Saturday mornings at 8 and 11. It's time to start building your financial future. The Retirement Architect with Angela Sloan, Saturday mornings at 8 and 11 on WRHI-FM 100.1, AM 1340, and online at WRHI.com.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And good morning. It is 19 minutes after 8 o'clock right now, 45 degrees here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. We'll get right to one in Wednesday in a quick second. But for those that are following closely the inauguration, President Donald Trump has now left Washington, D.C.
He has left the building.
He has left the building. Mic drop and all. That's so true. And, of course, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be sworn in today. 12 noon, high noon, right here on WRHI.
Wow. You both are runners, and they talk about after, you know, preparing for a run, a marathon, whatever, there's always that post-depression that you feel. What, for a second, can you imagine how it would feel to suddenly go from so much responsibility to it's a new day?
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm a private citizen now.
Gosh.
Wow.
I don't know.
Man, I don't know how to.
I don't either. That's
I don't know.
That's a big.
It's a transition for sure.
Yeah.
Getting used to that.
Down,
what's
I
next?
Guess. Yeah.
What's my next chapter, you know?
Just take a walk on the beach. He's going to Florida.
Yeah. I would.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I'll take a walk on
we'll,
the beach.
You know, he'll still be part of the narrative because people yeah, can't get enough of Donald Trump.
He'll dominate the headlines, but this is what we like to call rich people problems. We'll bring it back down to all of us listening.
First world problems.
First world problems, yeah. Listening here on Palmetto Mornings. Again, it's Wanted Wednesday. Trent Ferris joins us. We want to share with you details of cases that could help in law enforcement make an arrest and also possibly put some money in your wallet. All right, Trent, catalytic converter thefts are still a big problem.
I'm glad you got it right.
Didn't you?
I know.
Catalytic.
Say it three times fast.
I got that right, and if I stumbled on there are, but it's okay. It's the little things that happen.
That's a good warm-up, though, exercise. Okay. Catalytic converter thefts are still a big problem. Catalytic. Okay, now take it up to lock.
Okay.
Let's go.
Practice for tonight, right. Danny.
But there's nothing to laugh out about this.
Yeah.
This continues to be a big problem, and it's costing the victims more money than it should.
And we should tell folks to make sure they keep their eye on their cars, especially now if you own a minivan or hybrid cars, because those seems like they're becoming targets. Large trucks, box trucks, even large vans and the buses that you have, the mini buses that a lot of churches use, they're still a big target for thieves for catalytic converters. But on January 9th at approximately 4:40 a.m., we have pictures of two subjects who cut a catalytic converter off a Honda Odyssey van and attempted to cut a converter off of a Toyota Prius, but they didn't cut it all the way off. They attempted to cut it off at Friendly Motors located in the 2900 block of Highway 21 there in Fort Mill. So usually in the past we would say, hey, churches, buses, vans, large, conversion vans have been the targets of these catalytic converter thefts, but now they're starting to go with minivans and Toyota Priuses because of the metal that's inside these catalytic converters. And they do, like you said, $2,000 worth of damage for just a few hundred dollars worth of these precious metals that's inside the catalytic converters. And it's a headache for everybody.
Yeah.
And when you crank your car up and the catalytic converter's gone, you'll know it.
It's loud, right?
It's very loud. And, so just keep an eye on your stuff if you have camera systems. We were really working hard to try to track these people down, but it's difficult.
Some good news regarding this next story, the stolen Boy Scout trailer taken from a church has been found?
Yes.
Okay,
great. It made the rounds on social media. That's the beauty of social media, especially if somebody steals from a church.
Oh, so wrong.
People are going to let you know about it. So, these people stole from a church.
And the Boy Scouts?
And the Boy Scouts on top of it. Yes. Yeah, so not only a church, but the Boy Scouts.
Yeah. Stole from a church that, has a Boy Scout, program. Mm. And on December 28th at approximately 10:08, a scout trailer was stolen from Neely's Creek ARP Church right there off of Neely's Creek Road in Rock Hill. The thief was in and out. Within 2 minutes, I pulled the video because that's where I go to church. But anyway, I pulled the video off our security cameras. That was 2 minutes. But the good news is the utility trailer was discovered in Lancaster County yesterday and returned to the owners.
All intact?
Well, it had already, that's the thing. When somebody steals these trailers, they usually have either they've sold it before they stole it and or they've as soon as they steal it, they change it up to make it not look like the item that's stolen.
Oh.
And luckily, this is where we tell folks, if you have a utility trailer, put some identifiable markings on it that only you know where they are. So if your trailer is stolen, you could tell the detectives, hey, I put a mark on this part of my trailer.
Smart.
So if you do find it, you know it's mine.
My daddy was so great at that.
I was even told by another person, one of those pull-behind utility trailers that you put a lawnmower on, a gentleman had put a business card and tucked it in somewhere.
Ooh.
And that only he knew where it was.
Nice.
And so when they recovered it, they found that they said, hey, I think I can prove that's mine because I've stuffed a business card right there.
Nice.
Pulled the business card out. There it is. That's his trailer. He's the only person who was there. So please, lock your trailers up, tie them to a tree, chain them to a tree, put wheel chalks underneath them. You know,
got it. You can even engrave your initials on them.
Target harden your property because thieves will try to steal it.
As always, Trent Ferris, we appreciate the stories. And again, it's Wanted Wednesday. Reach out to the York County Sheriff's Office online. Look for the Crime Stoppers tab. And the rest is history. Trent, have a good one, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us again.